RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Don't forget to hit up our Sabres Live poll question today. Michael Leone's coming up from Rochester right now. The captain, Rasmus Dahlin, post-skate.
So, the changes have been made for your general manager.
Excited. Turning a new page. Looking forward for the future.
What is the message that Jarmo has had to you guys as far as what he'd like to see from you?
Pretty much what he told you guys. We just had a short meeting. He just started getting this thing going, but it's all about winning. And also, whatever happened in the past, we're not a this team is not a part of that. So we can't think about that and look to the future. And we have a lot of potential, and a lot of good things can happen in here. And he believes in us.
What is the things that?
It was good. We had a good relationship. But at the end of the day, it's all about winning, and that's. Winning games, it's up to us to do. And you look at this lineup we have, he's done a pretty good job. So it's business, but me and him had a good relationship.
One of the things that Alex Eddie believes this team could be a playoff contender, make the playoffs. What does this team need to do to make the playoffs from 50-some games left?
Be consistent in playing winning hockey and not fall back into some bullshit we've done this year, but we always find a way to climb back. But we just gotta find consistency, and then we can do something special here.
How have you climbed back the last 2 games? 2-3 solid. What's changed?
We always come back to we have to play a solid 60-minute game, and we have to play winning hockey. That's how you win in this league. And every night is a. It's a tough test. Can't take any days off in this league.
Rasmus, how and when did you find out about Kevin Adams' firing and Jarmo's hire as GM?
Found out through my fiance. She saw it online.
Jarmo said when he talked to us that there have been nights where you've lost to teams that you're probably better than, and it's because of the effort. He goes, that's unacceptable. And it sounds like he's going to be somebody that's going to hold people accountable. What are your thoughts on the way he's approaching this like that?
Yeah, I'm excited for him raising the standards. That's what you have to do. We've lost games we should have won, and we've beaten the best teams in the league, and we know we can be a really good team. And it's what you say, it's about standards every single day. And him coming in and raising that, that's huge for us.
What's been your impression of Jarmo as a person since he's been around the building, and maybe what have you heard from peers around the league?
We haven't talked that much, honestly. You see him here and there walking around, but hearing about him, I've heard he's a really hardworking guy, and he knows what he wants, and he's a confident guy, and he's not afraid to take chances, so I'm excited.
How significant is it to you guys that he's been a general manager in this league for 11 years?
Yeah, I think he's been part of NHL hockey for, I don't know, 20 plus years, yeah. So experience, that's what you need in this league. You just need experience, and he got that, so he knows what's going on.
It's new eyes and that type of thing, but you as a player or you as a team, is that something you just can't worry about, whether there are going to be changes or not going to be changes? Do you just have to concentrate on what you're doing on the ice?
Yeah, we do our job. He's doing his job. And our job is to get better every day and find a way to win hockey games. You know, a general manager can only do so much, but it's up to the guys in this room to win hockey games, and we haven't done that, so we have to be better.
This was something that, you know, the fan base had been clamoring for a while. Obviously, they were chanting it. I mean, you probably heard it. How much do you hope this kind of energizes the fan base and maybe makes this a tough place to play?
It's hard to comment on, you know, the fans. Sorry, what was the question? I heard something's going on out there. I don't know what's going on.
How much do you hope this can kind of, you know, energize the fan base and kind of make this a tough building to play?
Yeah, that's what we all hope for every day. You know, I played in this barn when it's crazy loud, and it's one of the toughest rinks to play, and that's for sure. So that's what we hope for.
Rasmus, it.
All right. As long as it's tougher than MSG.
Yeah, because right now it's not. I always love playing at MSG as a visiting.
So does every visiting team.
Exactly. Philadelphia is the same way. Colorado, Ottawa. It was fun. Now, I get, like, Rasmus is doing media, he's the captain, he's answering questions. He said, I love that Jarmo said he was going to raise the standards. I've always had a problem with that. Players, I said it myself. Oh, you know what? It's great. Torts is going to raise the standards. Or let me tell you this. The standards are set at a level individually by the athlete themselves. You raise your own standard if you want to, or you lower them if you want to. And that's why, like, at the very
end. Why
are
you looking at me that way about this show? Am I like.
I'm looking at you so you can deflect it out. But I love what Rasmus said at the end. He goes, well, a GM can only do so much, though. It's the guys in this room that are going to do. So, again, like, it's great. There's an energy, right? I've only played for four teams and one GM per team. I've never had a GM fired in the time that I was there. Mm-hmm. I've never had a coach fired, really. In the time that I was on a team, Tortorella got fired in the summer. I started the next year and I retired. I didn't really experience the full, like, hey, we go from a coach to another.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very foreign what's going on. But I can tell you this. If I'm on, you know, having lunch or at practice, or they're going to play the Islanders Saturday and they get on the plane after the game Saturday night to go to New Jersey, and you're sitting there with the guys and, you know, you're looking around, you're like, hey, this is on us. This is us having to do something here.
Mm-hmm.
It's not on Jarmo. It's not on Lindy. It's not on anybody. It's on us getting it done. And I think that's what I want to see. That's what I think Jarmo wants to see. That's what everybody wants to see.
Yeah, there's something interesting from Jarmo Kekalainen yesterday. And we're going to have him on here on Friday, which will be after his first game as GM of this team. And I don't know, like, whether I'm reading into it or not. I just, amidst that character talent comment, he dovetailed into leadership.
Mm-hmm.
So having just heard from, clearly, a couple of leaders on this team, Darlene and Tuck, like, and you've lived this, because and you live under this, a C and an A on a jersey, and how much are those people the true leaders, or is it just, for lack of a better term, a fashion statement that has a letter stitched onto your jersey?
Yeah.
You know, because you in a room would know who the true leaders are anyway, regardless of whether they're wearing a letter or not. I guess just the way it was phrased by the general manager, I'm curious to see if leadership in whatever, however you perceive that, somehow looks different with this group moving forward?
It potentially could because of maybe the conversations that you have and maybe you relate to something different. So obviously it could. But I remember when Stu Barnes, who's in town, by the way, for an event, when he first joined the Sabres, I saw leadership. He didn't need a letter.
Right.
You saw it, right? And it goes like that with a lot of players.
Michael Leone is the leader of the Amerks. The head coach is with us now on Sabres Live, getting ready for Amerks Utica tonight. His squad has points in six straight games. Michael, how are you?
I'm doing good. Sorry about the delay. My
oh, no.
I was watching
all good.
The whole internet came out, TV, so I got to get that fixed.
I will come over with my big truck, Marty Biron, Wi-Fi, internet, and services.
Yeah, I'm on my hotspot right now, so hopefully this stays alive.
Okay, well, hotspot. It's been kind of a hot spot trying to deal with roster changes and guys getting called up and return. And how, as a coach, have you been able to say, okay, like looking at 2 days down the road and not know who was going to be there and who wasn't going to be there?
Yeah, you know, it's been a, you know, I don't know the last time we've played our, like, the same lineup two times in a row. The only thing that we can control, we don't talk about it like this happens in our league, is if we work and we compete and we play the game that we want to play no matter who's in the lineup, we can be successful. And I give our group a ton of credit. Has it been perfect? No. Have we had the puck as much? Probably not, but the guys have done an incredible job of, I feel like every single game we've been in this year, there hasn't been a game where, you know, we're chasing the game by four or five goals. Like the guys have fought really hard. I'm really proud of how hard our team has played. Guys stepping up, guys that were probably slotted in, you know, 11, 12 forwards that are now playing, you know, top six, top 9 minutes, and a lot of contributions from guys that have never played really center at the professional level. You know, Wally's been playing center. Fiedler Schultz is playing center. Slags is playing center. Helly was sick last game. So we really had it. But at the end of the day, the guys have done an incredible job of competing, playing how we like to play, the pressure, the kind of the hunting mindset of how we skate really well, and really proud of the guy so far.
Well, the illness for Hellenius was certainly...
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Unfortunate, based on the fact that you were not having Roseanne or Ausland, just to mention a couple, available. So that led you to start the shootout with Jack Rathbone the other day. And you ended up, unfortunately, going 8 rounds and didn't score. Poor Devin Levi.
We were joking on the bench. I said, me, Vinny, or Pacer should have got out there and shot one of those. They tried to move the same move 6 times in a row. I'm like, the goalies, like, we got lefties shooting. Why are they coming in at that? Because I'm always in the low blocker. Like, just shoot low blocker. Just rip it. And like we had lefties coming in and we tried the same move in the glove. I was losing it on the bench. But Bone shot last year and he scored. He was one for one. So we shot him. Not our best effort. We definitely need to practice the shootout in the 3-on-3 overtime.
But Michael, within all of what you just said, and you have a great ability to make it light even when it's tough in the moment, that's a reward also, how you started that shootout, right? Because Rathbone is that type of guy for you.
Yeah. No, I just look at the game as a whole. Like Kuntar literally got off the plane and was like, hey, we need you to play. And he's like, hey, I got a good night of sleep. And I'm like, no, you didn't. You were on a plane for – you didn't sleep. I know you didn't sleep, but that's the type of kid we have. And he played, and if you look at the game, like the first was really good, the third was good, and then we were on our heels the second period where Dev came in. So for us to get a point in that game, we break down the season in segments. You know, those points add up over time. You know, you get points. Like we got a point in the Utica game. We were down 3-0. That's a point. We get a point in the Lehigh Valley game. That's a point. You know, 2 points, that accumulates to almost one win overall when I look at it, when we break down our segments. So guys have done an incredible job. Was it perfect? Like I said, no. But our willingness to find ways to keep games extremely competitive and get points in games, I think, is really important.
So early in the season, I asked you about Devin Levi, and you acknowledged that he needed to be better, and you pushed him a little bit. And so I look at the last 7 games, 5 of those games, he's got a save percentage over 900. And the one is like he was one shot away from 900. So he's been almost like at the level and more of what you want in 6 of the last 7 games. What do you think has changed for Devin the last little bit here, maybe in the last 3 weeks, that has brought his performance and his play a little bit more consistent?
Yeah, I think, Marty, you played the position. I think it's good to go, I think it was good for Dev to go through that tough time. I really do. Like to face the adversity, to respond, make sure that he's working on his process, what he has to do to be successful. And I think, you know, Dev's been working extremely hard with Shamo. Like, you know, we play some teams, like we went to Charlotte, Syracuse. We haven't played them in a little bit. When we play heavy shot volume teams, like I'm talking, their goal is just shot volume, create chaos. I think Dev's game management in those situations where you're going to be out there 20, 30 seconds to get a whistle so we get new guys on the ice, the rebounds in the slot, I think is a huge part of his development going forward in the NHL of, controlling those things or, you know, putting pucks in the corner, Marty, with his stick or his pads where the second and third opportunity is not coming from the slot. They got to go get the puck low to hide again to get it to his net. And Dev's done his game's in a really good place right now. He's playing tonight. So hopefully he can get another couple starts in to get his game before our long Christmas break. But, you know, he's worked really hard. He responded his actions in the right way. After that game, especially with Belleville, you know, we had a conversation. We both agreed like he needed get better, just like with a forward or defenseman. If you have tough games, it's my job as your coach to hold everyone to the same standard. And Dev has done a great job. He's playing really good hockey. And, you know, he's a big reason why we've got a lot of these points.
Yeah, and for those that missed it on Saturday in the shootout loss, he stopped 38 of 39 and then 7 in a row to start the shootout before falling on the 8th one. So really, really excellent performance. And Michael, looking at your lineup tonight, like with Hellenius healthy and Rosanne on his line and Kuntar with Wahlberg and someone we haven't had a chance to talk about yet in Carson Meyer, and then having Neuchev with Lecision and even Fiddler Schultz with Warren on fourth line, like this looks like a way more balanced team than what you've been working with lately.
Yeah. You know, it's good to get some guys back. We felt just with Fiedler Schultz has played some center now with us. Wally's done a really nice job in center. He's really good below the circles. He's a big body. So we just kind of kept the centers, the guys in place, and kind of mixed up the lines a bit, because I'm a big believer in playing four lines and not worried too much about. I just think when we're playing really good, we just one lines after another, and we're not worried about matchups, and we just play. And I think now we have a little bit more balance in our lineup where, you know, guy Fiedler Schultz has done a good job on faceoff. Helly's come a long way on faceoffs. Wally's come a long way. Lish is our best faceoff guy. And it just gives us more balance in the line 1 through 4, so we could, you know, kind of hopefully string some shifts together. And we've gained a lot of momentum when we're playing four lines and we have four lines going. But it's definitely nice as a coach to get some guys back that have been, you know, with us for some time.
Michael, thank you as always for the insight. Good luck tonight. Happy holidays to your Amherst family and your own family, of course, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks. See you guys.
Michael Leone, head coach of the Amherst, and of course, Buffalo's home to Philly tomorrow night. Amherst are home to Utica tonight, and if you're looking for a great way to, you know, entertain moving forward here, we're looking at offering you the new First Class Pass. It's for groups of 10 or more, featuring Sabres game tickets, plus private club access in the 1970 Club, all-inclusive gourmet dining, and parking passes included. Visit Sabres.com/pass to learn more today. We'll wrap up Sabres Live with a little more on what happened here at KeyBank Center today as far as the practice and reaction from it after this.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.